Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:08, Tuesday morning. I think we put a link to this at RadioAlice.com, but you can find it at CBS SF Bay Area. That's the KPIX website in KCBS. You can win an earthquake preparedness starter kit, courtesy of the California Earthquake Authority. And let's see. On October 19th, so this Thursday at 10:19 a.m., millions of people are going to do the Great California Shakeout, practicing drop, cover, hold on. And to get prepared, you go to earthquakeauthority.com.
It's actually at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh, you did? Okay, great. Thank you. So that's you can win a whole kit. All right, so celebrity trash. I actually wanted to start, before I get into that, with... today, I believe, is the anniversary of the 1989 earthquake.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Which is why we pulled out the earthquake preparedness thing. Like, this is, you know, I get it. We're super focused on fire right now. But you should have just an emergency preparedness kit in any case. I was even thinking, a lot of these people who have had to flee their houses super fast in the clothes that they were wearing... It, like the slippers and robe that they put on as someone knocked at their door saying, get the hell out of here. You know, a simple go bag, it you know, would have at least given them a change of clothes and a couple toiletries and just a little bit to get by. You know, just even if you don't go for one of these huge preparedness kits that has all the food and all this other stuff in it, just having a little go bag. I hate to be like a... Does that seem fatalistic of me? Like, oh my
god, something's
going to happen.
And I also think that people should be organized enough. You know, it's obviously for the people up north who are already living in shelters. This sounds like we're being, you know, jerks. But you should also know where your social security card and passport and other super vital paperwork is. So you can't keep that in your go bag, but you should know where it is so you can grab it.
Right.
Because it should be something that you take with you.
Right. There's, you know, a lot of times, you know, people have things filed or, you know, if they get your regular paper files and stuff, put all the important stuff into one file, like, and label it important stuff. A, important stuff. Like, put it in the front so it's right there and you can grab it. And, like, if you've got a title to your car or if you've got whatever important paperwork that we have besides our social security and our passports and things of that nature, even like a copy of your insurance policy would be a great thing to have in there. And then you could just pull it all up, maybe even put it in a plastic bag in a file folder in the front of the thing.
Or a safe deposit box.
You know, that would be
ideal.
It's another great solution to the problem.
And you don't have to worry about it at all. There it is. It's gone.
And you got pajamas right in there too.
Yeah, right.
Right. Sure. Actually, I guess that's not a horrible idea to have a go. If you have a bank near your house, you could use. Although,
slippers,
I think in the middle of the night, it's not going to help you. But the next day, you could go there.
Right.
Find a brick bank. Don't go to the straw bank. Learn something from the Three Little Pigs.
Actually, one of my banks isn't even a bank.
I know. It's just, you just mail your check to it and... hope it's going somewhere.
Well, it is, and I believe in this bank, and I think they're great.
You've used them for years.
But I have a friend who got a settlement from his divorce as they had to sell the house, and I said, at the very least, put it in this high-interest account for right now so that you're making money on it. And he could not do it because it's not a bank.
Right.
There's no location that he can go to.
What is it again?
Ally, A-L-L-Y, Ally. .com.
And it used to be...
No, there was one I was with called ING, and they got bought by Capital One or something, but I couldn't stay with them when I did the trust. I had to switch.
Oh, that's right.
But anyway, Ally has the highest interest rate out there for a savings account. It's 1.15% or something like that, or 1.25. Yeah, it's
can
like...
you roll over old 401ks there?
I don't know. I'm not sure. My old 401k got rolled over to my Schwab. But that savings is great. But my buddy wouldn't do it because he just needs a store to go to.
Right. Some people just can't do it. Excuse me.
Whoa, was that you?
It was.
Wow.
She gurgled.
I gurgled. My coffee gurgles me a lot. I spent all day online. Not all day, but a significant chunk of time.
Porn again?
Yes, Vinny. Online porn. You know me.
Horny dog,
I
you. Can't,
I know, Yuzi. God, what is wrong with me? All day long
one
at my
four.
House. Yeah.
Another round!
I just can't get enough.
I was online all
freezing all my credit.
Oh, yeah.
Why? What does that do?
It's actually, people will give me crap, but I was watching John Oliver, who does an incredible job of very interesting, in-depth investigative pieces with plenty of humor on them. And he went into the whole, you know, between the life locks and some of these different things you pay monthly fees for. He goes, in the end, it frees your credit. That's it. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. So I was reading about it and went to some consumer sites, and everyone said, just freeze your credit. It's a pain in the ass for you if you go to open a new line of credit or if you want to...
But how often are you doing that? Not that often.
Not that often. And there's a, you know, so you have to keep track of this whole new set of passwords and PIN numbers and all this stuff.
Whatever.
And you go online and you unfreeze it. And it takes, I think, a couple days if you know you're going to be applying for something. But in the end, nobody can access your credit. No one can open a new line of credit. And nobody can steal your identity.
I did that.
Not free. It's $10 each place. But.
And I've got LifeLock. But the problem with what you're talking about with freezing your credit is each one of them has an angle they're working. And so TransUnion was the one that was like, freeze your credit is the term you want.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a lock your credit.
You don't want lock.
Right. Well, so you go there thinking, oh, that's the... You're online, you're zipping through this, you know, it's one of the chores on your list.
Right.
And the next thing you know, what you've signed up for with TransUnion, what I signed up for with TransUnion, I should say, was their identity theft protection and a lockable credit system.
Yeah.
And I called them right back and went, you sons of... I want to freeze my credit. Oh, that's different. And I told you guys, this is the place I called, and I was on the phone in India.
Right.
And they're like, hello. And I can't even do the accent because it didn't even sound Indian. I couldn't even understand it as a recognizable accent. The first thing the guy says is, what is your social security number? And I was just like,
oh my God, this is great. I love giving that out.
This is so wrong the way this works.
Yep.
So what happened?
He figured it out.
Did you dump Union?
I froze my credit.
Yeah.
But
it was a
Union?
Whole thing. No, well, I'm not with... No, I... Actually, that ended today. There's a little note on my calendar. Because I signed up for a month. This was a month ago when I did it. And I was trying to say, look, I didn't want that.
Right.
I don't want to be a member. I just want to freeze my credit. And he so couldn't understand me that I finally said, I'll take the month. I'll pay for the month that I got. Just... It was like that. It was one of those moments where I was just going, oh, my God.
Did you punch the wall after?
I didn't. I normally don't do that kind of stuff, but I do get really frustrated. Like,
good thing, too, because you were selling that house and you did not want to have to plaster over a hole in the wall and repaint.
I know, totally. Yeah. You're right. Anyway, so you got it all done.
Anyway, so I got it done, but I have to do one of my kids still. I did me and John. I got to do one of my kids. And then the other one is going to apply for, my accountant said he should, you know, the one who's in school should get his own credit card so that he starts his own credit rating.
I
have a history. Mm-hmm. So he's going to, I need to figure out. I need to get
you can freeze a kid's credit if they don't have any.
You can, it's called a minor freeze or something. And there were at least one of the places that I was, because I was just looking for freeze my credit right now, but there were like minor, you can put a lock on a minor a freeze on a minor, which is what you want, because sometimes people have been using your kid's social security number for 20 years before it ever becomes a thing
themselves.
Right. Okay. 28 years ago today, in 1989, an earthquake struck San Francisco just before the third game of the World Series between the A's and the Giants. It was a 7.1 on the Richter scale. It destroyed 100,000 buildings and 67 people died. I know you guys were here.
I was on Lombard Street. I was working at a Jenny Craig Weight Loss Center.
Oh, my God.
Shame. You were?
I sure was.
I was practicing football at Sarah High School. I was a sophomore, and the whole field shook, and the field goal thing just it didn't fall over, but it bent to the left.
Oh, really?
It was San Mateo.
It's funny on, well, it's not funny. I take that back. The video on Facebook this morning showed videos. I guess these are personal cameras or security cameras or whatever, as the earthquake was happening. And what you see is a lot of people not doing any of the stuff you're supposed to. They're running right. This bartender runs right past the bar as all the stuff's falling off it. There wasn't another direction you could run, but along the bar where all the glasses are falling. Jesus. It's just like the panic sets in.
Right.
And people do all the wrong stuff.
Right. And that's why they're having this drill on the 19th, 10:19 a.m. Everybody, what is it? Stop, drop, and
roll?
No.
No, and hold on. Stop, drop, and hold on.
We put some link up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page to bring awareness to this. So if you go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, it helps you. And there's a contest for earthquake preparedness.
Save that for later, too. I want to do that for...
Oh, sorry. Okay.
It's okay.
Ignore that.
No, no. We'll absolutely hit it a few times. Today's the anniversary. Where were you during that? You grew up in the city.
Yeah, I was in the Bayview, 3rd Newcomb. And,
is that Hunter's Point?
How old were you? 10?
I was 6.
Oh.
Yeah, and I remember my dad's really good friend, big black dude. I just like started panicking, kind of crying. I grabbed his leg and I was holding onto his leg for dear life.
That's good.
And he like showed me where to go. Like, I guess he stood in a doorway. And that was what you're supposed to do, I guess, back then. And
did that change the standing in a doorway thing?
They say that doesn't really change.
Anything's better than running past a glass countertop.
Right. You know, try to avoid.
Get under a really solid table. Personally, I want to be outside.
Right. Although if the ground opens up.
It says it's no longer safe to stand under the doorway during an earthquake. It's much better to drop, cover, and hold.
Are you supposed to like, Vinny, is that what you're...
Hold what?
You're supposed to like hold your neck and your hands and put your head down?
I don't like that idea. Both those ideas don't seem great.
Well, what's your idea?
I thought you had to go under like your desk.
Well, if you're in a...
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a school class.
Yeah, you get under
drop, cover, and hold on. It's not...
Is there any rolling?
I don't think there's any rolling. Unless you're going to roll under a desk. Yeah, rolling a joint might actually be helpful.
Rolling.
Right. That's a fire one. Is it drop, cover, and... You know, I just read it. Where did I see it?
I think
drop,
it's hold.
Drop, cover, and roll, and hold on.
But hold on to what?
There
drop,
is.
Cover, and hold until shaking stops.
Right. But hold on to what?
Whatever you're under. Hold on to your head.
Hold in place.
Hold on to your table leg. So this is October 19th, 10:19 a.m. Millions of people are going to do the Great California Shakeout, practicing drop, cover, and hold on.
Right.
The old DCHO.
The only time to hide under the doorway, you can, if you're in an abandoned building.
Oh, if there's nowhere else to go?
If there's just nothing that can fall on you in the doorway.
408 says all schools are doing the earthquake drill on Thursday.
That's good, as they should. 28 years ago today. Let's be ready the next time we get a wake-up call like that. This is just fun. I mean, I'm looking at the Harvey Weinstein thing. Let's just do something else.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll hit all that later. Goop.
All right.
That's Gwyneth Paltrow's site.
Great.
What did she say about the
meow? Nothing. This is about an award they just got.
Goop got an award?
Goop got an award. She got something called the Rusty Razor Award from a British magazine called The Skeptic.
Rusty Razor.
The award is given out to the best peddler of junk science every year.
Oh, there you go.
From the jade eggs you're supposed to carry in your hot pocket to the biofrequency healing stickers that were condemned by NASA, nobody promotes garbage like Goop.
Human deserves one of these.
What are you talking about?
You are on the latest health trend. Oh, my tongue turned black, guys. I don't know.
I got kombucha tongue.
That's too much kombucha, yeah.
Me and Bryn were looking yesterday at some drink he started recently, and we're all,
is it the one with the spring coil in it that he uses to, like, agitate it? What is that?
Look at
I've been looking at that for days. What is that thing?
That's a new one.
does it have the metal coil in there?
Yeah,
that's
they
for
both
the camera.
Have the metal coil.
It's for the shaker, right?
That
it's got an actual chunk of metal in it. That doesn't seem good.
Whatever the new thing is, he's on it.
Yeah, the enemas.
God, that was the one, the vegan thing. I'm up at 2 a.m. making gallons of coffee so I can sit on it and lay on the bathroom floor for 15 minutes.
Yuzi just tasted it.
What is it?
What are your thoughts?
It doesn't taste bad.
What's in it?
It's not yummy, but it doesn't taste bad.
It just has a whole bunch of like herbs and stuff. It's to like, you know, help clean out your guts.
How's that going?
Good. I mean, this is my second day on it, so we'll see at the end of...
what did I just say? Hooman deserves the award for always being on that.
Does it make you go to the bathroom?
I don't think so. I only had it one day. It's probably going to build
up. What's the
up.
Main ingredient?
I think it's called wormwood.
No, right? He thinks.
Are you buying that pre-prepared somewhere, or do you have to mix it up?
No, you just put two... Keep it in the fridge. You put two scoops in. And
like two scoops of some kind of powder?
Yes, the powder.
Thing, though. Where did
you...
Yeah,
where'd you hear about this?
So there was this special kind of tea I was getting at Rainbow. It's the grocery store.
The co-op,
it's super expensive.
Shame.
Anyway, and I wasn't loving the tea that I had been on. And so I'm like, all right, let me see what else I can get besides tea. And I hung out in the pharmaceutical area for a long time, and I saw, oh, I like the package of this. Let's try that.
That is scientific.
There it is.
Well, he's got a whole day to kill.
Do they
you know?
Have a person that hangs out in that section that can at least tell you about the stuff?
Yeah, there's four of them, and every time you ask any of them for a recommendation, they go, we can't recommend any one of these specifically.
Oh, really?
And I go, why not? And they'll say, they're all good. They're all quality. That's why we have them here. Mm. So,
but if you have questions about a specific one, they can answer the questions.
Yeah, they mostly, like, at this grocery store, they have so many, like, homeopathic things. Like, they have three aisles.
Right.
Three aisles.
It's a lot.
Yeah. On both sides. So when you're there, it's just you can get lost.
Yeah.
And finally, I was just like, all right, I'm going on packaging.
So you just pricked a pretty package.
Yeah. I said,
how many aisles?
Three.
Both sides.
Do you know how many
is? It's six sides of an aisle. That's a lot. How long are these? How long are these aisles? Are these 20-foot aisles or these 40-foot?
These are full size.
That was worthy of an old man whistle.
Anyway, congratulations, Goop. You stole an award right out from under our Hooman.
Oh, Goop.
What's coming up in the news?
What? Dad finds his daughter in a hotel room with her boyfriend and overreacts after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by Pacific Sales. We are doing a private secret show for Halloween at Club Fugazi. That's where Beach Blanket Babylon happens. Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon, San Francisco's hilarious pop culture musical review, is the perfect night out with friends. You can get tickets at beachblanketbabylon.com. But listen, all day long we're going to be giving away tickets for our... Is that scary music? Or is that Chloe?
Like,
is Chloe
is
coming?
Just weird, creepy ambient
I see.
Sounds.
All right, let's get into the Halloween spirit here. We're having a costume party. We're having our friend Rudy is coming by to scare us all with his crazy, scary, funny comedy routine. It is going to be a great time. It's, I think, 11 to 1. I think we start around noon, but get there early. There's going to be some food and stuff. Club Fugazi. Be listening for your chance to win tickets. You have to be over 21, and the winning starts at 8, and then we're going through the whole day. Every hour, there'll be a chance for you to win through 4 p.m. Prep for the holidays now at Pacific Sales. Find exceptional savings on appliances and kitchen and bath fixtures. Visit pacificsales.com/sale to see the deals.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. So... we've had it in the North Bay, and now we've got it in the South Bay. As a fire has begun in the Santa Cruz Mountains, there are evacuations happening as we speak. They're in place for Deer Creek Road, Dawn's Road, Lost Valley Road, Farvra Ridge, and Oak Ridge. And Boulder Creek Elementary School has been designated as the official evacuation center for the fire. Right now, that's about all I have. But apparently, it's big because the texters are lighting up our machine with...
Oh, my.
Sorry. That was my coffee mug.
What happened?
I moved it and then did the little wiggle thing on the table. I got to get one of those.
Thought we were having an earthquake.
Yeah.
My bad.
Anyway, I'll bring you more info as I get it for that one. It's a little close to home, that one.
For you, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Did you text your girl?
I did. I haven't heard anything back yet. So with a little luck, they're sleeping at the moment, which would be great because we need that.
Sleep is good.
So the number one TV in America is...
The number one TV.
Sorry, the number one TV show in America is
football.
Yeah,
NFL.
Yeah.
They've got a little bit of a PR problem on their hands.
They do.
The NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, owners of each team, representatives of the players' union, and players themselves will be meeting today to discuss ways to move from protest to progress. As while the players are doing exactly what they intend, which is to bring about awareness to something they want people to look at. And it's very uncomfortable for a lot of people, and many don't appreciate a protest happening during the national anthem. It bothers them.
Right.
To the point where they hate that player now, or that team, or mm-hmm. that sport, and it becomes a real issue for a league that basically prints money. They
hate when the printing press slows down, so they're going to address this.
Yeah.
So good job, protesters.
Among the topics will be enhancing their platforms for speaking out on social issues and the league's policy that suggests but does not mandate players standing for the national anthem. I have to believe if they're behind any kind of closed doors, it just comes down to what's it going to take to get you guys to all stand?
Right.
What do you want? What can we do? Because we need to not have people who have Pittsburgh Steelers tattooed over their heart to not come to games.
Right.
We need that guy. That's the guy.
It's funny that they talked about broadening sort of their platform for reaching out to people, because it's the whole point of them doing these protests at the games was this is when the people are watching.
Right.
And so it actually occurred to me. I thought, well, maybe there should be events where people are out and other than the games themselves, where these people are able to speak their minds and get their point across and have a conversation with people in the community.
Well, if I'm a player, I say, yeah, you know what? Way more eyes are on the game.
Yo, for sure.
Than on some
little party
local town hall.
Right.
Where you've now pushed me to the side and I can talk to the 20 people who were willing to come.
Right. Who are already either totally on my side or there to protest.
I think that if I were, and I'm not, but if I were in charge of the players' union, I would say, you're going to give us 10 minutes of commercial time a game in every town. And we're going to put commercials out to get our message out.
Oh,
that
I
way.
Love that. It's great. Hey, even 2 minutes of commercial time would be big. That's 4 30-second
I
commercials.
I said 10.
Well,
wait,
we're negotiating.
And who pays for it?
The league.
The league.
Oh, the league pays for it. Yeah.
I mean, they're now
they
you've
can be
got
running PSAs.
Whatever they want.
Right.
You guys can get professionals to make 1 minute movies mm-hmm. to get your point across if that's what you want. Or you can just have some player read off a cue card.
Yep.
However you want to do it.
I love that idea, Vinny.
I just made
one.
It up
we
just now.
Send it to them. It's great.
It's I can't.
Call LifeLock. They'll help you. I'm sure they'll know how.
I'm really way too busy to work out all their problems. Anyone who heard that, send that to them. And if that ends up being the way it's solved, I'll be glad and you can take credit. Okay?
Yeah. I like it.
Does that sound good?
It does.
I just thought of it.
Yep.
Because really, the town hall thing, people are going to be like,
yeah, well, I'm not going
to be all alone there. Mm. That's not going to work.
Right.
So there's always been that, you know, dads and daughters thing. Dad doesn't want some derelict kid coming along dating his daughter. It's kind of.
I look forward to these days. They're coming up.
For who?
You.
See, and I honestly think that as long as she makes a good choice in the people she spends her time with, I do want her to have normal experiences.
Of course.
I don't want her to have teen pregnancy.
No.
I don't want her to be in a date rape scenario.
Good Lord, no.
I do want her, though, to meet a nice boy and understand what it's like to get that first kiss and all the tickly belly, you know, lovey feelings mm-hmm. that you get when all that stuff happens. Sure, why wouldn't I, right?
Right.
This guy, a 40-year-old guy named Donald Jenkins Jr., you might say he's gone a little overboard. This is from Shenandoah, Pennsylvania. He figured out that his 20-year-old daughter was 20.
Yeah.
Year-old
like,
daughter.
Totally not a minor anymore.
20.
Well, you still live under my roof.
He figured out that his 20-year-old daughter was at a Motel 6 with her boyfriend over the weekend and was not happy about it.
God.
So he tracked him down and busted into the room.
Oh, God.
And then shot the boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
In the man zone.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's awful. Why am I laughing? It's hilarious. It's bad.
That is not funny.
I know.
Sarah.
Oh, my God. It's terrible. That's
so what
a bad.
Happened? David I mean, Jenkins it's right Jr. out of a comedy bit. You know, you can hear the stand-up comedian saying it right now, right? Anybody tries to, you know, whatever, whoever it is. Larry the Cable, whatever guy is doing the bit where he's like, and then I kick that door down and shoot him right in the... This guy did it.
Yeah.
The boyfriend was treated at the hospital, but I have no word on his condition. And Donald, the father, is on the run. He's wanted for attempted homicide and aggravated assault.
Boy.
Shot him in the man zone.
Yeah, I'm dying to hear
what
his man zone
condition?
Is. Right. Is he ever going to be able to use that thing again? Did this guy fix him good?
Shot it.
Yeah. You know.
Gentry ever shoot any of the boys that were trying to sniff around your house?
He never, not that I know of. I mean, maybe he went to their homes and threatened them, and that's why they broke up with me.
That first boy went away because of Gentry,
I don't know. No, I mean.
What was his name?
What first boy?
The one that you did, and then he went never talk to you again.
Mike.
And you thought something was wrong.
Huh?
Didn't you say you thought something was wrong with you? Or?
I did. After, that guy tried for close to a year to get me to put out. Like, I think it was 6 or 7 months. And then I finally put out, and I never hear from him again. Bertolucci? That wasn't the last name. It was an Italian sounding last name, though.
2017's top 10 cities for trick-or-treating. San Francisco's number one.
Uh-huh.
Really?
And San Jose is number two.
Oh.
So California's where it's at.
Why is that? Do they give reasons? Is it because it's not snowing here?
Yeah, I think it's probably
the weather's usually
probably
pretty
weather
good.
Related.
A lot of rain though on Halloween. A lot of times we're rained out on Halloween. We could use it this year. I'd welcome it, like all the rain we can get.
Zillow posted its annual list actually, so that's where this comes from. The best cities. They use home prices as an indicator of how likely you are to get good candy. Well, that makes sense. California's real estate is outrageous. Right?
Right.
While we're on the Halloween theme, would you live in a haunted house?
I don't know, Vin. I think about this because I don't believe in
okay,
the afterlife
or ghosts. Okay, so you don't believe in any of that crap.
And yet, if I'm creeped out somewhere, you know, I can't say I don't get creeped out. I read some scary book or if there's like sounds or, I don't know, if I walk out of the kitchen, walk back in 2 seconds later and all the things are open, like, yeah, I don't want to live there. If it's just a creaky old house, I'm in. I like an old house. I feel like it's settled.
But if something pinches your butt while you're going on the toilet.
I'm going to leave. Oh, my God. I'm on the toilet and it pinched my butt. It's coming up from the drain.
Well, I don't know.
Is it it?
I don't know what it is, but I'm just saying anything that could be unexplainable but super creepy and something goosed me.
Yeah. And then you look down and Well, that's good. As long as there's nothing there. Maybe it was just a nerve.
Right, but then you put your butt back down and it pinches me again.
Right on the butt cheek, right? Because that's where, if I'm going to get bitten somewhere, that's, you know, please just avoid the...
The middle?
Just go for the cheek. Stay away from the middle. You know, you're hoping if you get... It's like when you pee in the woods and you squat down and you're just like, well, if a snake gets me, I hope he goes for the cheek. You know.
Not the middle.
Right.
Right. According to a new survey. I don't know. 42% of people say no.
That they
would not live in a haunted house.
Would you?
No, I wouldn't. No, I don't.
You wouldn't be like, pshaw, houses are haunted.
No, for the most part, I do not believe that that happens. But I also would fall for it. If something scared me, I'll scream.
Yeah.
And if I scream, now I'm wide awake and there's no one sleeping tonight. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't watch a scary movie before a work night going to bed because I'll get too keyed up and then I can't sleep. Hmm. You get that, right?
You don't get keyed
up when you see stuff like that?
No. By the time I've gone in, done my thing, brushed my teeth, and gotten in the bed at 7:30 at night. I just don't feel that scared at 7:30 at night, I guess. I don't know.
At my house, just like with my kid, everybody's got to start to calm the hell down around here. Mm-hmm. No yelling. Let's tone it down. Let's try to. We all got to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Somehow at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I don't. I'll read super scary books at night. I mean, I just don't. It doesn't bother me really at all.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's
I mean,
good.
I can't say that I've never, you know, gotten up out of bed and been like, oh, God, there's definitely something underneath the bed. And, you know, I don't put my feet down on the ground or hang a foot off the thing because of monsters. But I wouldn't say it keeps me from sleeping. As long as I'm safely totally on the bed, I'm fine.
I'll do it because I'm not going to turn down Nook, but I don't even want to do that before bed.
Get you all keyed
on
up.
A weeknight. I'll be all keyed up, heart rate's up. Now, you know, she walks off.
You just feel like right after that, it's like, oh, yeah, now I'm relaxed and satisfied. I'm going right to sleep.
No, because I got to wash myself in the sink real quick. You know, my man area is a little sticky.
Gross.
Well...
Still though, gross. Keep going.
It's not gross.
It's gross. It's gross that you're talking about it on the air.
Oh,
652
okay.
Is all not that. You know. Good morning, everybody. Vinny's got sticky man parts.
Wait, you didn't go to commercial?
Oh no,
it's time.
It's only 652. You didn't do any texts. I figured you'd want to do texts.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Threw me off with the gross thing. I'm like, I don't know what's gross. What's so gross about that?
Yeah.
It's not
really just your timing.
All right. Turn on the news, guys. Fire in Santa Cruz. This is 415.
We heard.
I'm super nervous.
It's pretty far from your house.
I don't want anyone to have to deal with it.
Well, of course not,
but yeah, I don't. My dad was supposed to be on the Bay Bridge when the earthquake hit. He came home early because of the Battle of the Bay. Mm. Thank God for baseball.
Mm. I wonder if that baseball game changed a lot of people's plans.
Of course it did.
Put some of them on the bridge. I turn myself off. Things are very sensitive. I didn't even feel like I touched it.
650 says you got to freeze your kids' credit too.
Yeah, I'm going to try and
I didn't know that.
Do that.
I'll do that.
It is terrible.
Vinny, you're going to need to keep a few of those masks for you and your family. The Bear Creek Canyon fire does not look good. Already burned 125 acres and it's 0% contained. Mm. Yeah, we got,
Two
boxes.
Yeah. Somebody, actually more than that, didn't you get another box from someone who donated?
Yeah, I got a bunch from Bob and Laura.
So pull a few out for your family.
Right. Yeah.
And for your neighbors.
All right.
Why not?
What's coming up in the trash?
I'm going to start with wedding bells, just sort of out of the blue, which is kind of exciting.
Oh.
I have more people coming out of the woodwork about Harvey Weinstein. Maybe I'll skip all that and we'll only do fun stories today. Find out after
this. It's Sarah and Vinny.